Airports work hard at keeping ice off planes and keeping de-icing fluid out of the environment. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Keeping ice off airplanes is critical for flying safely in freezing weather. Keeping the de-icing fluid out of nearby streams and lakes is critical for keeping fish and other aquatic life healthy. That's Greg Faley's job at General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Faley is the airport's environmental manager, and a big part of his job is keeping de-icing fluid out of the airport sewer system. The sewer carries rainwater off taxiways and runways. It runs into a nearby creek, and the creek flows into Lake Michigan. Faley says the airport has spent millions of dollars to trap the de-icing fluid before it gets into the open water. Faley says the airport installed valves in the big vertical pipes that drain rainwater into the sewer. When airlines are using de-icing fluid, a crew drives around the terminal and closes the valves. That seals off the pipes and turns them into big holding tanks. On a recent rainy day, Faley explained how this works.
See what's happening now? We're getting all the runoff into the storm sewer here. Now, right now it's just water, but if we were in a de-icing event, this valve here would be closed. This more or less will dam up this whole line here. We're capturing then all the fluid here.
Faley says the airport uses a special truck that can vacuum as much as 1,000 gallons of de-icing fluid out of these drains. The fluid is then shipped to a nearby sewage treatment plant. Faley says the airport also has 3 trucks to vacuum fluid off the terminal ramp, and it has 2 special de-icing facilities where the fluid runs straight into underground storage tanks. Faley says most major airports are making similar efforts to keep air travel safe and nearby waters clean. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.